This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2142. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded June 9th. Antarctica, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Greece, Korea, North and South, North America, Oklahoma, Palau, São Tomé, Solomon Islands, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Vanuatu. Publications and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, I'm still hearing LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband, before and after 15 UT on Saturday, June 4th, and Wednesday, June 8th. It comes on a bit before 15 and lasts until after 16 UT, but the times are quite variable. Best reception seems to be via remote in Argentina. On Saturday, I did not hear any repeat at 18 UT, as was supposedly starting in June. It's all in Spanish, except for the sign-on announcement at 15, in several languages, including English, telling us that it's in Spanish. Antarctica non, in communication with the British GX Club, we're reminded that it's time for another annual midwinter broadcast by BBC World Service to Antarctica for the British Antarctic Survey staff. It's always on 21 June. This year it's on a Monday, between 21:30 and 22 UT. It has been confirmed that it will again be on the air this year, but the frequencies are not yet known. We hope they will be by next week. Last year, however, they were 6035 via UAE, 6170 Ascension, 7305 Wuverton, and 9595 Wuverton, or as Hans-Jürg Biener points out, maybe that should have been 9505. Also, I recall that last year they ran a test broadcast exactly 1 week earlier to ascertain which frequencies were working. Radio Voz Missionaria Brazil, 9665 nominal, continues to jump around that frequency. June 2nd at midnight 3, I had it on 9666.7. June 4th at 0512 on 9665.07. And then June 9th around 06, it was on 9667.5. In any event, the modulation is always good with their music. It helps to be in a neighboring province or state to hear in the daytime the 100-watt station in Calgary, Alberta, CFVP on 6030. In the NASA flash sheet, Tony Pavick in BC reports it, May 30th at 1906, relaying Funny 1060 CKMX with the definite ID. Also heard by Vince Henley in Washington State, June 3rd at 1445 with the comedy routines. I heard a special ham prefix, 18127.5 USB, June 4th at 2155 calling CQ from Nova Scotia, VX1BB. Richard Langley forwards a notice from RAC.ca of special call signs available in honor of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. So this is actually VE1BB, who, when there's an excuse like that, switches to a special prefix. June 8th at 0614, I was surprised to hear Radio Vanna Cuba in English on 11850. Somewhat subtorted, along with those parasitic spurs plus and minus 10 kilohertz. 11850 is supposed to stop at 05 or 06, only in Spanish. The intentional English frequencies still on the air at that time were only 6000 and 6060. Also a few minutes later at 0623, June 8th, 9790 had a huge open carrier, 30 over 9. That has to be the CRI relay from Cuba, which is aimed this way, but is supposed to stop at 0500. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba and Radio Havana Cuba. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports an incredible number of pirates on the X-band from Europe, 1600 kilohertz plus, many of them Greek, some of them from the Netherlands, or Balkans, are, and most of them are unidentified as to their exact nature. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria and Australian DX News says he heard a Greek station on 3240, second harmonic of 1620, May 15th at 1915. He heard that too. They were in parallel with only folk songs and no ID. One of many such radios in Greece with harmonics in the range from 3222 to 3415 kilohertz. So look for those, especially if you're in an adjacent country. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard updates us on the North Korean clandestine situation as of June 6th. Shokase or Seabreeze was currently on 5935 and 6070 during the 13 to 14 UT hour. He says, am I the only one who has noticed it is no longer being jammed by North Korea? It's been free of jamming for some weeks now. I wonder what happened. As for Echo of Hope, or VOH, monitored Monday, June 6th at 1124 on these frequencies, 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100, where reception was best with no jamming, but there had been jamming there earlier. At that time, 1124, they were starting an audio feed of a TV English language lesson, learning phrases such as, I've lost my watch, I've forgotten my password. Thank God we have an air conditioner here, and thank God you are my husband. These frequencies should be good through Sunday, June 12th. The other station, which also jumps around plus or minus 5 kilohertz more or less on a weekly basis, Voice of the People, at 12 UT June 6th, starting news in Korean, was on 3480, best with no jamming, 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600. While the other station, with only one frequency, Voice of Freedom, was again on 6045, but blocked by very strong super jamming from North Korea, while the former frequency 5920 was clear. He is also hearing North Korean super jamming on 6135, but against no known station. From South Korea, KBS World Radio, English to North America, is scheduled all year at 13 to 14 UT on 15575. Trouble is, it won't propagate in the winter, but now it's the summer and it is making it to Wisconsin at least, where it's reported in the NASFA flash sheet by Mark Taylor, May 30th at 1328, and also by Bob Brosso on June 1st at 1338. Mark says it was very good if they were like this all the time. It would be worth listening to them every day. Now someone besides myself has heard Station YHWH, the Antichrist pirate in western U.S., on 15750, a day frequency. This was June 4th, tuned in at 1557, but was about to sign off about 1610. It's also appearing almost every night on 7475, roughly between 03 and 04 UT. At least Rick Barton reports it on June 1st and 5th. The medium wave beacon near me in Ponca City, Oklahoma, on 515 kHz PN, had been reliable for some weeks, but as of June 7th, 8th, and 9th, it was off the air. On the citizens' band, if during a short skip opening you heard a horrible pulsing noise centered on the calling frequency 27185, that could have been coming from Enid. It is surely something local for me, 52/9. And it was wideband, audible as far out as 27090 to 27270. Also heard the following few days, day and night, about the Palau government station on medium wave being reactivated with new equipment. I mentioned last week, somehow, the frequency 1540, that was incorrect. It's actually 1584 kilohertz. And Ben Dawson says, I am informed that the final commissioning of the new Palau medium wave installation is expected to occur shortly after the 17th of June. Something's always shifty in São Tomé. June 8th at 0605, I had a weak signal in French, measured on 15400.072, as BBC is scheduled, at 06 to 6:30 and 7 to 8 UT, off frequency, via USAGM Pinera. Ron Howard in California reports SIBC Solomon Islands, extended broadcast on 5020, still on the air with pop songs, at 1320 UT, June 6th, but very low modulation. He asks, When was the last time SIBC was heard on 9545 kHz? Is that ever in use now? As I recall, it used to be run until 05UT switching to 5020. On June 6th at 2225, on 9830 via the Holland remote, I heard the voice of TKA in English with a feature about eroticism leading to dementia. What? Listening more closely, it was neuroticism, or unwhu, filed under Ukraine, but not sure it's actually from there. This from Zaharias Yangas in Greece. On 9181 USD, he says it's Razde, Ukraine, R-A-Z-D-E, transmitting a Russian kind of operas at 1942 with a bandwidth of 3.19 kHz audio, heard via remotes in Belarus and Russia, but he was soon forced off. And again on May 28th at 1904 with talks or QSOs. In any event, something to do with Ukraine and Russia, a frequency to keep an eye on, 9181 USB. I've been listening almost every night to the brief 5 to 8 minute English segment from Ukrainian Radio 1 via WRMI 7730. Always good reception via remote in Maryland. On June 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, for instance, I noted some of the stories. The Russians would probably say they are propaganda, but we prefer to believe the Ukrainians. For example, the mortality figures in the hundreds of Ukrainian children killed by the Russians. Renewed missile strikes on Kyiv. French President Macron criticized for saying that Putin should not be humiliated. There's a two-day queue among survivors in Mariupol just to get drinking water. Russia has set up looting centers where stuff stolen Ukraine is for sale. A UN official is in Kyiv and elsewhere investigating Russian war crimes and sexual violence. And 600 people are being held in Russian torture centers. It is sporadic e-season. Even if the MUF does not reach the FM band, it may reach above 28 MHz in the 10-meter ham band. I have been logging a number of beacons in the low part of the 28 MHz band. I'll just mention the frequencies and call signs of the ones known to be active that I have heard, and the location. But no point in mentioning the times, as it will all depend on whether there's a sporadic e-opening between them and you. 28250K0HTF slant B in Urbandale, Iowa. 28251.6KE5JXC in Pecan Island, Louisiana. 28298K5TLL in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. 28300K6FRC slant B, Tracy, California. 28204W0WF, St. Charles, Missouri. 28224.5K5GJR slant B in Corpus Christi, Texas. 28231WA4FC slant B in Chester, Virginia. You may note that the exact frequency is very important. The next one is only 300 Hz up, 28231.3N3TVV in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. 28297NS9RC Highland Park, Illinois. 28284.8N9TNY Geneva, Illinois. 28290.8K5TLJ in Truman, Arkansas. And finally, 28289.7WJ50 in Troy, Alabama. It's WJ50 himself who runs a very useful website, a roster of all these beacon stations on 10 meters, many of which I fear may not be active. Some of these, in fact, I heard the last year or two, to the exclusion of others. Via Internet, International Vacuum, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2142. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks for generous financial support this week to Doug Brown, London, Ontario, who sent a Florida U.S. dollar check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. WORADIO@yahoo.com. Mike Terry forwards a note from InsideVOA.com, a new era of jazz programming, dated June 3rd, saying that on June 5th, Voice of America would launch a new jazz program in partnership with WDCB, a non-commercial station at the College of DuPage in Glen Allen, Illinois. Jazz from the Heart of America, hosted by station manager Dan Bendert. Weekly hour of jazz of today and yesteryear on FM and shortwave radio stations and VOA affiliates platforms around the world. Jazz from the Heart of America would air for the first time Sunday, June 5th at 0700 UT. Richard Langley has been trying to find out more about this. He says, was it transmitted on shortwave or only streamed? As far as he can tell, there is no English broadcast at 07 from VOA on shortwave. But then he found an archive of the first show at archive.org with a link to that. It's from the VOA Global English stream, apparently aired just after the news at 9 a.m. Eastern or 13 UT on 5 June. So, was this streamed only at that time, or was it on shortwave? Again, VOA shortwave in English at 13. Perhaps there might be some repeats of the program that do go out on shortwave, but when? 1 hour we know VOA is on shortwave, thanks to a WRMI relay, 15770, at 19 to 20 UT, Monday through Friday. This was originally for Flashpoint Ukraine at 19:35, but it's been expanded to a full hour. I've checked a few times. There is news on the hour and half hour. International Edition is supposed to follow at 19:05, but usually that's been replaced by film music. Sometimes there's a VOA editorial just before the news on the half hour. And anyway, Flashpoint Ukraine after 19:35, which often plays to completion at 20:00, but sometimes replaced by film music in part. Meanwhile, on Saturdays, World of Radio is still not appearing at its previous time, 19:30 on 15770. Also note that since next Friday, June 17th, is the third Friday of the month, we'll be skipped on IRRS shortwave, not heard at 18:15 on 7290 or via Italy on 1323 and 918 kilohertz. But World of Radio will resume the following week at those times. The week I mentioned the music show Cruising the Decades, appearing on WBCQ at an unexpected time, UT Thursday, June 2nd, after midnight UT on 7489.9 variable, originating with the summit in Akron, Ohio. Someone named Dan apparently forwarded my report about that to the host of the program, Brad Savage, and got that reply, or this reply, from him. He says, we're working on a new website for that show specifically, because the global version is now heard on 17 stations across the U.S. and Europe. It's on shortwave, WRMI, WBCQ, and Channel 292 at various times, plus several AM/FM community stations. Here in Ohio, the regular version is on the summit at 5 p.m. Eastern on Fridays. We also broadcast the global edition, shared with all the other stations. It's on at 12 midnight Saturday nights, really Sunday mornings Eastern. This is on WAPS 91.3, Akron and Canton, Ohio, and WKTL 90.7, Youngstown, Warren, known as The Summit. Alex Jones is surely America's most obnoxious shortwave broadcaster. CNN scheduled a special report about him for February 27th, but that was blown away by breaking news about Ukraine. The Alex Jones story, Megaphone for Conspiracy. The original blurb said CNN's Drew Griffin examines the rise of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, drawing on exclusive footage and interviews with former employees and followers to track how his rhetoric moved from the fringes to the mainstream of American politics. I say, let's not concede the mainstream to him. But it never appeared due to breaking news about Ukraine, of course. Now, it has been rescheduled and may really appear if there's no further breaking news. Sunday evening, June 12th. Actually, UT Monday, June 13th at midnight on CNN. And one repeat 3 hours later at 0300. Now the title has been reversed to Megaphone for Conspiracy, The Alex Jones Story. Here's some comments from John Filiozzi. Calling them theories elevates them to a level they don't deserve. They are fantasy tales told to gullible, unlearned, and in some cases irredeemable people for the sole purpose of generating income. lots of it, much from people who can ill afford the freight for those who devise them. We live in an era where even the completely nonsensical can be given a thin veneer of plausibility in service to money and power, and by those unwilling to resolutely confront stupidity and self-serving duplicity. This man should be penniless, friendless, living in a prison and shunned by all. Instead, he is allowed to conduct commerce in a realm of lies, fraud, libel, sedition, and treason. I doubt this was the intent of those who instituted the First Amendment. Shortwave stations granting this cretin a forum is sickening, demeans the medium, and is the very opposite of the intent of the First Amendment. Rather, it is an abdication of responsibility to it. Enough is enough, says John Filiozzi. By the way, CNN has belatedly concluded they were overdoing the breaking news banners. Now many of them have been replaced by developing story. Beam the eye on the disgraced FB of WMLK. It appears they are about ready to come back on the air. As of June 9th, they said they had run a test load up to full power. The expected frequency to be revived is 9275. That's the Assemblies of Yahweh in Pennsylvania. Here's some news about another despicable broadcaster. It appeared on May 9th in the Belleville, Illinois News Democrat, sent on to IRCADX Monitor by Eric Buneman. A former police chief, strip club owner, political firebrand, and self-described grim reaper of radio has died. Robert Bob Romanik, R-O-M-A-N-I-K, 72, died at his residence on Town Hall Estates Drive in Belleville at 11:17 a.m. Saturday, said the St. Clair County coroner. He had been in hospice care. Romanik, it was his years as the controversial racist radio personality of KZQZ and KQQZ, when he was known throughout southern Illinois in the St. Louis region. He used racial slurs on the air without apology, closing out his daily time slot with a self-written rap song he titled In the Nation. Even his critics called on the FCC to revoke his broadcast license. At some point, he began to refer to his brand of programming as White Awareness Radio, or WAR for short. He also sometimes made racist remarks about Mexicans during his on-air rants. Romanek said in a broadcast in 2017, "I ain't going to quit talking and saying what I want until they cut my tongue out and put me 6 feet under." It was his attempt to conceal ownership of the radio station and his failure to show up for related FCC hearings that ultimately led to his removal from the airwaves. In February 2020, the FCC permanently dismissed Romanek's application to renew KQQZ 1190's license. It wasn't the only time Romanik ran afoul of government and the law. In 1997, he pleaded guilty to a count of obstruction of justice in the investigation of racketeer Tom Venezia and Belleville lawyer Emil Cueto. He lied 150 times to a grand jury investigating Venezia's $48 million video gambling ring. Well, there is much more to the story, but that is enough. I finally had an FMDX opening in the sporadic E season the afternoon and evening of June 3rd. Starting out in Florida and neighboring states, logged quite a number of stations as detailed in my logs. One was from Mississippi, a state usually too close for sporadic E. Another came from Richmond, Virginia. And a second opening later on from some central Minnesotans and one Canadian just across the border in Fort Francis, CFOB FM 93.1. The third harmonic of Radio Vanuatu on 11835 is being heard again, June 5th, 6th, and 7th, by myself, and even better, of course, by Ron Howard in California. I also had signs of it on the second harmonic, 7890, and even a trace on the fourth harmonic, 15780, which has been reported in Australian DX News by John Adams in far north Queensland, and was back on May 4th at 0642. This all starts around 06UT when they come on the fundamental 3945. However, as of June 8th and 9th, they were not heard on any frequency. They do come and go. Here is Ron Howard's recording of Vanuatu on 11835, June 5th at 0657.
Any work together, the coronavirus.
Community
Certain messages become law. Vanuatu Broadcasting or Television Corporation.
One national broadcaster, Radio Vanuatu, anyone important source long information, or any survey influencer, or make a change long standards, more value, through long use long language where you may use them. Radio Vanuatu, I may give them all get important news, information long development, education more cultural service, long respond long needs long all get a listener, or audience long Yumi, long island, more rural area. Give him option, long all get a leader, more decision maker, long take him popular decision, more all people, more pikinini, where only want them improve from life, long all get a, throw long all information, where you make give him out. Radio Vanuatu, radio, where you service trust them.
Ministry of Health and Mr. Patrice and you, from practicing Kupla IT time, MFM, Kina says, whereby health and health, some say for COVID-19, all not a fact. You must wash your mind every time, so they hold the water, cover mouth, mouth will not from you, with your elbow, or use one tissue, then cough or sneeze. No must touch him, eye, no, no mouth from you, for more information on COVID-19, call 119, or use something on website, www.covid19.gov.au.
Messages, yeah, it's a calm long ministry to health.
COVID-19 time is hanging ball. Today, full of man only fried to cast and sick, yeah.
You know, also, time you listen to Dr. Tom Roth, more fake news from social media.
Pressure now, BBTC, is coming from giving out all time threat news, more up to date information about COVID-19, long duty survey protection, could duty everyone.
Remember, I got full up Dr. Tom Roth, they trust them, no more BBTC, no current threat news.
You continue long listen long Radio Vanuatu, long all get a normal frequency, yeah? 3945 kHz long short wave, 1125 kHz long medium wave, 100 kHz long FM frequency. More, you start listening online long www.cbtg.co. More channel long Canal Plus long 211. M4 time, M6 o'clock the day Sabah.
That, of course, is in the local Bislama language, but quite a bit of English mixed in. You may notice the word blong frequently, as in belong, sort of the genitive or of case. Reinhard also posted a detailed log of June 6th at 0631. The usual segment of messages in Bislama, job available with the customary land management office of Ministry of Justice and Community Service. It gave names and info for all 10 applicants for the job. The segment started and ended with indigenous drums. And he posted another audio clip of this, nicely readable. Mike Barraclough reports that the World Radio History website has added many issues of Friendex, the publication of the North American Shortwave Association. In fact, 400 issues from the 1970s, with more to be added in the following few days. Short-term HF propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to be unsettled to active on June 13th to 17th, and 23rd to 26th. Ann Kennedy speaking at 12 and 3 on the 13th and 15th, and 23rd, 18 and 4 on June 24th. Solar flux rising from 110 June 14th to a peak of only 125 on the 19th and 20th, and down to 100 by June 23rd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2142, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.